This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Scores of police supporters gathered in downtown Kenosha, where protesters have demonstrated against police brutality since the shooting of Jacob Blake last weekend. Some attending the rally in the Wisconsin city Sunday wore back the blue shirts. Others carried American flags. They applauded when law enforcement vehicles rolled by. Kenosha police officer shot Blake in the back August 23rd, leaving the 29-year-old black man paralyzed. Protesters have marched in Kenosha every night since Blake's shooting. Some protests have devolved into unrest. On Tuesday, two people were killed by an armed civilian during protest there. More than 40 professional athletes signed a letter in solidarity with the Invest in U.S. in Us coalition, demanding accountability for the Wisconsin police officer who shot Jacob Blake. The athletes, including former boxer Layla Ali, New Orleans linebacker Demario Davis, soccer star Megan Rapinoe, and the WNBA's Diana, and others, former NFL players, also called for real investments to end police violence and gun violence in black and brown communities. And the Invest Us is a coalition of Wisconsin-based and national advocacy organizations. The mayor of Portland, Oregon, and U.S. President Donald Trump have engaged in a real-time argument as the president sent a flurry of critical tweets about Ted Wheeler as the mayor was holding a news conference about the fatal shooting of a right-wing supporter in his city the night before. After Mr. Trump called Wheeler a Democrat, a fool, and blamed him for allowing violence to proliferate in the liberal city, the visibly angry mayor lashed out at the president, addressing him in the first person through TV cameras as that's classic Trump. This is VOA News. Tens of thousands of demonstrators rallied Sunday in the Belarusian capital of Minsk to begin the fourth week of daily protests demanding that the country's president resign. Protests began after an August 9th presidential election that protesters say was rigged, but the election officials say gave President Alexander Lukashenko a sixth term in office. Protesters initially tried to gather at Independence Square in Minsk, but barriers and riot police blocked it off. They then streamed down one of the capital's main avenues past hulking olive green prisoner transport vehicles. Police detained some marchers and forced them into transports. Worldwide, there are now more than 845,000 COVID-19 related deaths, with now 25.1 million confirmed infections, with just four countries, the United States, Brazil, India, and Russia, carrying the bulk of the cases. The face mask on public transport became mandatory in New Zealand Monday. Social restrictions in the largest city of Auckland were also eased. Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern was confident the new measure would be taken up across New Zealand, adding a bit smiling with the eyes behind the mask and kindness to Aucklanders in particular would help get the country through the latest outbreak. Limits will stay on public gatherings and movement in Auckland. New Zealand announced 9 new coronavirus cases Monday, 4 of which were in managed isolation quarantine. The Pacific nation of 5 million people had seemed to stop community transmission of COVID-19 due to a tough lockdown, but introduced to restrictions in its largest city, Auckland, this month following a fresh outbreak. Berlin police broke up a mass protest against coronavirus curbs on Saturday. They also arrested 300 people in the German capital after demonstrators failed to keep their distance and wear masks, as instructed. Around 38,000 protesters gathered for the events across the city, and police reported pockets of unrest as infections rise in Europe, and there is public frustration at measures to contain the virus. Similar events took place in Paris, London, and elsewhere Sunday. U.S. President Donald Trump's senior advisor, Jared Kushner, visited Jerusalem's Western Wall Sunday after ahead of a scheduled trip to the United Arab Emirates with the U.S. and Israeli delegations for talks on finalizing Israel-UAE ties. Find more at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News. We'll be right back.